Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological evaluation report on Joanne Berg, B-E-R-G. Do you have any other information on Berg, like her address, phone number, Social Security, all the stuff that's supposed to be in the front of the chart?
No, that's why I'm putting all the charts in order tonight, Thomas.
Well, that doesn't help me with Berg now, does it?
No, let me see what I can get you.
Her address is 1825 Appleview Way, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone 530-519-1369. Date of birth, 5/28/1949. ID is XXX/0585. Health ID is 85730074181646682. Email is vanstamper@comcast.net. Insurance is Blue Shield. Federal. It is addressed to
Her address is 1645 Esplanade Suite 1, Chico, California, 95926. Fax is 530-896-0389. The clinical indication, referral for history of cognitive decline. There is a second address. It's Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L, alcohol, as capital E, small L, capital K-A-H-A-L, M-D. Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone 530-872-6650. Fax 530-877-2196. Dear Dr. Archer and professional colleagues, Joanne Berg was seen today for neurological reevaluation. In follow-up with the results of her diagnostic testing for her history of cognitive decline. As you know, she is quite distressed with difficulty she's been experiencing with her memory. New paragraph, her husband reports that he is quite concerned about her sundowning type experiences in the afternoon and evening in which she cannot remember his name. New paragraph. By his report, she is sleeping all right. New paragraph. New paragraph. In my office, she expressed some cognitive difficulty in completing simple tasks. New paragraph. Her clinical neurological examination was within broad limits of normal. New paragraph, she did not demonstrate any difficulty with speech production, visual observation, sense of smell or taste, movement disorder or tremors, ataxia or tendency to fall, period. New paragraph. She completed advanced neurodiagnostic testing, including amyloid PET CT imaging at the Halo Breast Care Center in Chico. Number two, MRI brain dementia icometrics study without contrast. Dementia risk factor laboratory testing. standard medical laboratory testing, your analysis. And PTH level. New paragraph. She also completed the AD8 dementia screening interview and in parenthesis, MOCA, in parenthesis, the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Study. New paragraph. Current findings. The MRI brain imaging study completed for evaluation of dementia with the ICOMETRICS, ICOMETRIX, analysis on October 7, 2024 was abnormal. In the reports of brain structure, new paragraph, there was no evidence for acute intracranial hemorrhage, mass effect, encephalomalacia, or malformation. New paragraph, subparagraph, the whole brain hippocampal volume was less than one normative percentile, with the temporal cortical volume at 2%, dash both abnormal. This presentation was felt to be suspicious for Alzheimer's disease with a history of cognitive decline. The frontal cortical volume was at the fourth normative percentile, dash borderline, not excluding frontotemporal dementia. New paragraph. The amyloid PET CT imaging study of the head for evaluation of Alzheimer's dementia was a positive scan showing moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaques. New paragraph. The study report did not describe changes in the gray and white matter other than ischemic white matter disease that may be seen in cerebral degeneration of the atherosclerotic variety. The study did identify increased amyloid uptake throughout the cortical cerebral gray matter, intense in the prefrontal, lateral, temporal, and parietal areas. With some loss of the normal gray-white matter contrast. There's no abnormality identified in the cerebellum, period. The dementia diagnostic laboratory testing showed